Hello, this is Pastor Cecil A. Thompson, and this is Blessings from the Heart. Turn on the light. Matthew 4, verse 16. The people which sat in darkness saw a great light, and to them which sat in the region and shadow of death, light is sprung up. This time of the year in the Northern Hemisphere, there seems to be a preponderance of darkness and a lack of light. And as we look around the world, all of the media seems to be a reflection of the darkness of this world. There is only one true light in the world, and that is the light of Jesus Christ. He came to bring light. He came to bring life in the shadow of death. Not only light, but life. And we have the ability to turn on the light. In the midst of the darkness, our light can shine brightly because we choose the Lord Jesus Christ as our personal Savior. At my age, it seems like continually people that I have known for years and years are slipping into eternity. It is no surprise that when you're in your late 80s, the likelihood that you're going to be slipping into eternity is greatly increased. For the believer, that should cause no fear. It should, if anything, cause us to work hard for the time we have left. I have no idea how many years I have or how many days I have. It really doesn't matter. I am depending upon the Lord to give me whatever He decides to give me and to be faithful to that which He has given me. And my constant prayer is, Lord, turn on the light. Let me see those around me that need to have an encouragement, that need to have the light of life given to them. We can either glory in the gory or glory in the greatness and the grace of Jesus Christ. I want to glory in the greatness and the goodness of the Lord Jesus Christ. He has given us life that is eternal. And that should be something that we share with everyone we possibly can, especially those that are near death, because it's the last chance they have. There are some who say, oh, there's only goodness waiting for us. Everybody is going to be saved. Well, they certainly haven't read the scripture. There is a time for salvation, and that time is now. And if we wait too long, it will be too late. Those that we love, we need to share the Lord Jesus Christ with so that they can have eternal life. They can have the light of the glory of the Lord Jesus Christ in their heart and life right now. Let that be the case. Share Christ. Turn on the light for someone who lives in darkness. Heavenly Father, as we come into your presence, Lord, we need more light. We need more awareness of your presence. Let the power and the Spirit of Jesus be felt in our hearts and life and shared with those that we come in contact with, Lord. I pray that all that we do and all that we say will be done for your honor and glory. And we pray this in Jesus' precious name. Amen. Blessings, dear hearts. Walk with God today and be a blessing. This is Pastor Cecil.
We trust you've enjoyed today's devotional. Please forward this devotional on to someone who could use the encouragement. If you aren't currently receiving Pastor Cecil's daily devotionals, you can subscribe by going to dailyevotional.com or pastorcecil.com.